Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat at 667 and three quarters is down 7 1/4. September 657 1/2, down 6 3/4. Soft July wheat is 541, down 4 1/4. September 554 1/4, down 2. July corn 405 3/4. Down 2 1/2. September 393 3/4, down 4 1/2. December has finally hit that $4 benchmark. It's down 4 1/4. March of 15, 411 3/4, down 4. July of next year at 426, down 4 1/4. July soybeans trading 1331 1/4, up 1 1/2. August 1245 1/2, down 3. September 1134 1/2, down 6 1/4. And November 1109 1/4, down 7. July soybean meal 436.50, down 80 cents. July soybean oil 37.48, down 32. August live cattle 154.07 1/2, up 55. August feeders 217.72 1/2, up 182 1/2. And July lean hogs are 133.27 1/2, and they're up 107 1/2.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. No complaints.
The bulls don't have a lot to say, though, do they?
Well, I can tell you, in all honesty, I'm not feeling really good. I just watched December make a new contract low. You know, we've been doing it most of the morning this morning and went down to 399.5. And so I expected that, but I didn't expect it probably until after the USDA report. So they're really building up the negativity. And just despite that, you know, we did see Japan buy some corn this morning. We saw Unknown buy some corn this morning. But all, you know, new crop corn, of course. You would have thought that that might have gave us a little bit of support. The weather just looks so darn good.
Well, it is hard to quibble with the crop progress and as well as the 14-day outlook, as the traders look at that and begin to think, you know, maybe this crop is headed for a number north of 14 billion bushels.
Well, I think you're very right about that, and I think traders were shocked. You know, it's well known that a lot of traders come down I-57 to go down into Missouri, you know, for the 4th of July holiday, and when you got out of Chicago, you're seeing some pretty crummy-looking corn and beans because they've been hit by the heavy, heavy rains. But the further south you come, the more pollination you see, the better the fields look. And by the time they came back from the 4th of July, I happened to travel part of that section. I mean, it was just fields, cornfields that were yellow everywhere you looked because of pollination. And I've gotten some pictures from some of our guys over in Indiana where the silks are already beginning to turn brown. And, you know, two cobs on every stalk. And, you know, nobody can deny the fact that we have just immense amount of population here. So if we don't get threatening weather, this could be a very, very large crop. Can it offset what happened up in the northern tier? Hard to say. But, you know, the rain came after we were planted. And in talking to some of those guys this week, Dave, you know, they said the water's gone, you know, and they're beginning to look better. So the idea that we wouldn't get any crop, except maybe a small part of Minnesota, is probably not very real.
So you're looking at an ending stocks estimate, according to the trade, on Friday's WASD at 1.8 billion bushels plus. And then you look at the charts and you begin to think, man, where could these charts eventually catch? And if you're bullish, you really become concerned about the gaps that we put both corn and soybeans earlier this week as potential measuring gaps or even lower prices if they can't be filled, I don't know, in the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's the truth. And, you know, the one thing I've been watching close is that 402 and a quarter in December, that was 162% retracement of the high we put in at 514 and three quarters down to that January low of 435. So, you know, now we're trading below that. If we close below that today, we managed to close above it every other day. Closing below that today would not be good. I looked at a number of things. You know, if you look at DEIS of 2009, Dave, we put in a 349 and a quarter. And then by September, that was actually in DEIS of 08. And then in September of 09, before, you know, when we were headed into harvest, we went all the way down to 302. Is that possible? I think 350 is certainly an area that becomes a greater possibility the further we go into this growing year without having anything major. So the next major support I see is down at 367. And the 262% retracement would be 332 and a quarter. I hope we don't get there, you know, but it has to be terrifying for some guys.
And the people I talk to who keep track of basis, some of my elevator contacts say don't expect any help on the basis side until post-harvest at the very earliest.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the part that we've got ourselves backed into right now is now we're into emotional trade. You know, we're in a situation where you start to hear the things like it's never going to go higher, and that's when guys start making sales. And I think on any pop, if we'd be lucky enough to get a pop on Friday because there'd be a surprise in the report, it'll be met by sales. There's absolutely no question about that. And, you know, some guys might be stubborn and say, I'm not going to sell, I'm not going to sell, I'm not going to sell, but eventually they will sell, you know. And it's a very difficult time for anybody who wasn't prepared and didn't think that this could possibly happen, especially when you saw, you know, all the rain in the northern tier. But the big thing on Friday's report will be, are we going to raise the yield? That's the question, too, you know, and I do think we'll see a higher yield, and that 165.3, I think, will be left in the dust. I think the average I saw for a guess was 165.9. I'm more in that 166.2, mostly because just you take out those northern acres, and it immediately raises the national average by about a half a bushel, if you look at the last three-year average, and then you've got to figure, you know, that the heart of the belt is heavy into pollination. So the next greatest danger we have, of course, is ear fill for corn. Beans might be a different story, but in general.
Yeah, beans aren't as far along. We're just looking at some blooming at the point.
Well, that's true. But, you know, at the same time, we have slowed down some of the rain situation. We have picked up some more sunshine. Sunshine is what was really hurting beans for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so they don't like wet feet, and they like sunshine, and they need sunshine. So, you know, that. But they're quite an animal, you know, because they can abort pods, and they can put pods back on. They're very different from corn in that respect. And so I think in the worst-case scenario, we'll see beans possibly down at that 10.03 level. That's a target. And the other thing that bothers me a bit is, you know, we've got the Dow Jones up at 17,000. Any money flow that comes out of that area, you know, to try and protect that 17,000 is going to come over here, and it's probably going to come in on the short side. Now, you know, why would it go long?
Before we let you go, a comment about the cattle complex, which continues to amaze.
It certainly does continue to amaze. When you look at the cattle complex, of course, you know, it's always all about cash is what it is. And, of course, the futures at the moment are trading below where cash has been. Basis is really still good there. They're just the stocks are tight. But we are starting to see some resistance. I have a friend who actually buys for 1,600 grocery stores, and I write him all the time and ask him, and he said volume is dropping. They're still buying, but volume is dropping. And so what they'll do is they'll move from better cuts to the lower cuts. They seem to be in the $3 range. That's what they use as a rule of thumb. Most people will pay $3 a pound if it gets tight. And so that would say ground beef will be a big seller.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. December corn, $3.99, down 5 1/4. November beans are 11.10 1/2, now 1/4 down 6. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.